Today's scripture reading comes from Matthew 21, verses 1 through 11. As they approached Jerusalem and came to Bethpage on the Mount of Olives, Jesus sent two disciples, saying to them, "Go to the village ahead of you, and at once you will find a donkey tied there with her colt by her. Untie them and bring them to me. If anyone says anything to you, say that the Lord needs them, and he will send them right away." This took place to fulfill what was spoken through the prophet. "Say to daughter Zion, see, your king comes to you, gentle and riding on a donkey, and on a colt, the foal of a donkey." The disciples went and did as Jesus had instructed them. They brought the donkey and the colt and placed their cloaks on them for Jesus to sit on. A very large crowd spread their cloaks on the road, while others cut branches from the trees and spread them on the road. The crowds that went ahead of him and those that followed shouted, "Hosanna to the Son of David! Blessed is he who comes in the name of the Lord! Hosanna in the highest!" When Jesus entered Jerusalem, the whole city was stirred and asked, "Who is this?" The crowds answered, "This is Jesus, the prophet from Nazareth in Galilee." Thus ends the reading of today's scripture.
Thank you, Arlie. All right, I am stopping my screen share so that you all are listening to my sermon instead of just reading it as I go. Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be pleasing and acceptable to you, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. Yesterday, I saw a Facebook post that said, "This is the lentiest Lent I have ever lented." I think what my friend meant by this post is that no one expected to be giving up quite so much for Lent. Remember the years where we gave up chocolate or coffee or alcohol? Those sacrifices pale in comparison to what we're being asked to give up this Lent to protect the health of the most vulnerable in our communities. This past Monday, on March 30th, 2020, Governor Wolf extended Allegheny County's stay-at-home order through April 30th, 2020. When he did that, he extended the closure of all non-essential businesses and schools indefinitely. Pennsylvanians are ordered not to host or not to attend gatherings and to limit our essential shopping to once per week. All of this is done to help slow the spread of COVID-19 so that our hospitals don't become too overwhelmed to care for the sick. Governor Wolf's stay-at-home order will significantly change how we celebrate Holy Week, this week that started today but will lead us up through Easter. Today, on Palm Sunday, we're trying a new form of worship, a Zoom meeting, so that we can all celebrate communion together. Palm Sunday is the celebration of Jesus's entry into Jerusalem. Were this a typical Palm Sunday, we'd all have palm branches right now. These palm branches represent what the crowd scattered in front of Jesus as he rode into Jerusalem. In our scripture reading for this morning, we learn that Jesus arrives on a donkey, and he arrives on this donkey to signify the reign of a new type of king, a prince of peace. Because donkeys symbolize peace, Jesus is signifying to the crowd that he is going to bring peace through nonviolence. Him riding into town on a donkey is meant to contrast how a Roman official would have entered Jerusalem, riding on a chariot and a war horse, wielding a bow or some other kind of weapon, reminding the crowd that Rome is in charge, and Rome will resort to violence to maintain their power. Jesus's subversive donkey ride reminded the crowd that Jesus, not Rome, is the true king of the Jews. As we'll learn as we journey through this week together, Rome feels very threatened by Jesus. And for that, Rome is going to execute him in just a few days' time. This week, we're going to be living between the tension of the Hosannas on Palm Sunday and the Hallelujahs of Easter morning. Friends, the road from Hosanna to Hallelujah must travel through Jesus' arrest on Thursday, his death on Friday, and the empty tomb on Saturday. Were this a typical week, we would gather together on Thursday night to celebrate the Lord's Supper. Then we would gather again on Sunday to celebrate Jesus' resurrection, to hunt for Easter eggs, and fellowship together. But this is not a typical week, and we aren't going to be able to celebrate Holy Week the way we're used to. One of the blessings of global pandemics is that they force us to evaluate our usual way of doing things. Just as Palm Sunday signified to the Jews that that change was coming, so too do pandemics remind us that our usual ways of doing things no longer work. Here are just a few examples of some of the things this pandemic is forcing us to confront. We live in a global economy, whether we like it or not. Most of the goods that we need to survive, everything from clothing to food to cars, we import these things from somewhere else. We simply cannot just close our borders and ban all travel forever. This is the world that we live in 2020. Speaking of our economy, this pandemic has taught us that our economy is built on the back of low wage, low skill, hourly workers. If you look at maps of the virus online, you'll see that this virus is devastating communities that can't socially distance, like New York City's communities in the South Bronx and Western Queens, communities where folks are already living on top of each other, relying on public transportation, with chronic health conditions as they live paycheck to paycheck. Before this pandemic, we knew that our healthcare system was under-resourced, stressed, and overburdened. Throw into that the fact that this virus is making things change hourly. Our doctors, our nurses' aides, our physicians' assistants, all those who care for the elderly and the mentally handicapped, they are all doing a heroic job of doing the best they can to serve the sick of every community. Just now they're doing it with less people and not enough equipment. I'm sure we've all seen on social media and on the news channels, many of them are pleading with us to stay home, to not hoard resources, so that we don't make their difficult jobs impossible. Friends, I actually think that a global pandemic is the perfect moment for Jesus to ride into town on a donkey, to remind us that things are not as they should be, but that this kingdom of God is unfolding all around us. As systems shake and institutions crumble, we are reminded of what to entrust our hope. Even when we don't know what tomorrow will look like, we know that Jesus loves us, that Jesus is in control, and that Jesus will continue to lead us through whatever this is. My challenge for us on this extraordinary Palm Sunday is to place ourselves in the shoes of the crowd gathered to witness Jesus's entry into Jerusalem. The crowd that has this sense that things are not as they should be, that wants to hope for a future where things will be better for the least of these. How might God be calling them and us to follow in the way of Jesus for such a time as this? For me, this means doing everything I can over the next month to stay home. It means doing online grocery delivery, even though it costs more, even though that it means it's one less trip outside of my home, because it means one less opportunity for me to either catch the virus or to pass it on to someone else. It also provides a job and a source of income for someone who wouldn't have it otherwise. It means not visiting in person with friends or family, even though at this point, which for me is day 22 of social distancing, I am dying for some face-to-face human interaction. But for now, it means I'm going to settle for family game nights via Zoom. It also means caring for my mom's cat. She is napping right now because she woke me up at 4:30 this morning, demanding to be fed. And she keeps trying to walk across my puzzle table and mess it up. Don't worry, we've come up with a solution for this. But really, friends, what it means is bearing these everyday inconveniences to demonstrate my love for the most vulnerable in my communities. Friends, following Jesus for such a time as this is going to look different for all of us. But however it looks, it will be tough. It's okay to have a bad day here or there, or a good cry when our vacation plans or our graduation plans have been postponed indefinitely. But the good news of Palm Sunday that Jesus models for us is that we were created to do tough things. When I reflect on some of the tough things you all are doing in your lives right now, it gives me hope that I can stay home for another couple of weeks. I want to close by saying that we are all going to get through this pandemic. We will all be able to gather together again soon. Life will return to a new normal eventually. Until then, we are called to trust that Jesus will lead us through whatever this is, and to participate in the inbreaking of the kingdom of God, where we can, as we can, and with what we can. Thanks be to God. In Jesus' name, amen.